This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
What sound was I just hearing?
I don't know. Going to
violin? Was it a violin?
I don't know. I couldn't really make it.
That's new Rob Thomas.
Yeah. One less day. Says Rob.
Good for him.
Yes.
Sounds pretty good.
There it is. I wonder if he must have played that at the little Alice Lounge he did recently.
I'm sure.
People loved it. I wish him well. It's nice. New song on Alice. Rob Thomas. All right. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Matt Nathanson July 27th at the Mondavi Winery. The tickets are on sale now at Robert Mondavi.
What now?
edit that all out in post. Tickets on sale now at RobertMondaviWinery.com.
Oh, hey, could I get Matt's number so I can text him a thank you?
I definitely deleted that. I definitely do not have his number anymore.
Someone says, that is funny.
You got to stop texting him. You need to get a hold of him. You contact me. I'll make sure he gets the message.
There were some wonderful happy birthday wishes from people that.
Did you take that all home and watch it?
I actually didn't take it home. I just got it sent to me. Oh. So I have it now. Satriani's on there, Lars from Metallica, but Joey Altman,
yep,
from what was that show? Bay Cafe.
Bay Cafe, but he does. He runs Pier 23 now. That's his current.
So
obsession.
There were a lot of faces on. I owe a lot of people thank yous,
yeah.
And if you're listening, thank you. But I will certainly try to write everyone personally.
Yeah, I thought that the best one was Michael Franti.
Absolutely. Go on tour, bro.
Yeah, go on tour, man. I thought it was great that Pat from Train did one.
Yes. Yeah,
but I think overall my favorite one might have been Jack Dillis. Is that the
Jack
guy's
Dillis
name?
Jack Dillis is the mayor, Syracuse mayor.
Of Scotts Valley.
Of Scotts Valley, sorry, yeah.
And he, you know, he references the fence, and then it's just so funny because he's clearly not a dude who makes videos for people all the time.
No, like, never.
never, not once. No,
he's like trying to, we're talking in email and
he's adorable.
Trying to get info on Vinny because he doesn't know you.
Right.
How does he make a video for someone he doesn't know? That was a great one.
How
can
he not know Vinny?
That was a great one, but Gavin Newsom was.
Oh, that
Gavin
was excellent.
That
was the best. That's why I made that one the last one, because to me, that was the best one. It was
well,
just
what
like,
a capper,
oh, Gavin.
Right?
Oh, dear, goodness gracious.
I know. Well, we've known
that
him since
man.
He was, you know, a 30-year-old.
We were all kids.
A 30-year-old, city supervisor.
Yeah.
It was really neat.
It was. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was just doing commercials right now for them.
Tahoe Bluesette.
Do you have a couple of those this weekend?
Yeah. Not too much, but I did. Oh, I went and saw Scott.
Oh,
on
how was
Saturday
he? At Free Will Brewing Company.
He was fantastic. There was an opener, a woman, local woman. Her name was Clara something, and she was really good. She was funny.
Whoa!
How long did he go for?
Not enough that I was like, "Oh, is this over yet?" She took up the whole thing was about an hour and a half. And she was probably up there for a good 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
She was good and took 15 of his minutes. She's
so
fired.
Like
he will never have her back.
He was funny, and it was nice to see Edson and stuff. So that was a good time. So Tahoe Blue Vodka was had.
By all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do the album chart. The last few weeks have just been kind of screwy. Like, we've missed doing the new music or missed an album chart. And of course, on Friday, we didn't get to do any new music because we were busy celebrating the life of Vinny. So I guess we'll see how all those songs we didn't hear fare next week. Let's see. At number 10, Drake, Scorpion. Somehow, just to torture me, it's back on the top 10. 29,000 copies. At number 9 is A Boogie With the Hoodie. 30,000 copies of Hoodie SZN. God. Is this the big hit from this record?
I don't know, but it's my favorite, yeah. So I play
so
that
good.
One.
So good. New at number 8 is Brooks and Dunn, about 31,000 copies of Reboot.
I do have a song by them that I love.
Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is
it a praise
song? It's called Neon Moon. Oh. You ever hear Neon Moon?
No, okay. I can't say that I ever have. I have a feeling I'm about to hear it right now, though.
I don't know if he has it.
Sing it.
Lonely. There's room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of the neon moon.
Wow. Do not kill Homan. Stop it. That is wrong.
That song isn't bad. It's pretty.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Number 7 is Beer Bongs and Bentleys. That's Post Malone. 31,000 copies of that. Better now. Debuting in 6th place. First week of sales, 35,000 copies for Sarah Bareilles, Amidst the Chaos.
We got tickets for her later this morning. 9.
Yeah, 9, noon, 3, and 5 all week. At number 5 is Death Race for Love. That's the Juice WRLD record, 38,000 copies. Talk with a slut. Okay. Ariana Grande's Thank You Next sold 47,000 copies for 4th place.
Come on, it's still funny, Sarah.
Such a good version, really.
Yeah.
By the way, that was talk with a slur, which is exactly what he's doing. Slurring right. The whole time.
Talk with a slur. Mm-hmm.
Good for him. Mm. By the way, the song you sang, the birthday song you sang me, so good.
Oh, thank you.
Even my friend Billy goes, who sang that song? Because I guess he was backstage.
Yeah, they were hiding the stage the whole time.
I go, that was Sarah. He goes, get out. Yeah.
We just wanted to do
girl
a simple
can
little
sing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Aww.
She got some pipes.
Vinny, 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 Vinny.
I really liked it a lot.
Oh, good.
Actually, they were really appreciative of the way you handled them, too. And I said, she's kind of pro.
Well, and I'm a nice person. Like, I didn't want to. There were so many things I, you know, could have asked. But, and actually, they sort of, I wanted to leave the sobriety thing out of it. I just thought, this is not my chance to torture Vinny's friend. Hooman stepped right in to help with that, which is great. Thank you, Hooman.
You're welcome.
I didn't want to bum anybody out. Nipsey Hussle posthumously gets to number 3 with Victory Lap, 63,000 copies of that.
So awful that he's just standing on a street and gets gunned down right there in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Really affected a lot of people. Like the turnout for his memorial, is that what you'd call it?
And the procession.
It was big.
It was huge. At number 2... her second week on the charts, 118,000 copies of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish. So I have a little bit more on her at Coachella. I'll do a roundup in a second. But first, number 1 this week, brand new, is Khalid's Free... Oh, sorry. Drum roll, please. It's Khalid's Free Spirit. 202,000 copies. That is the 4th biggest week for an album this year. So Billie Eilish made her Coachella debut this past Saturday. Coachella happened this past weekend, and it will happen again this weekend. And she forgot all the words of one of her songs.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh. Yeah, it was a song called All the Good Girls Go to Hell. And after throwing in a few da-da-das, she said, what's that for the words, though? I wonder how she performs this. Like, does she have a full band, or is it just like
remember,
off the computer?
Probably just a DJ, I'm sure.
Remember I was saying to you, because I didn't know that she'd already toured and stuff, I was saying, I wonder how she's going to handle a huge stage like that.
Right.
It seems like you build up to an event that size. You don't just end up on
right
from YouTube to Ellen to Coachella. I'm sure that could happen to anybody forgetting the songs, but that's what I was afraid of.
Right.
Is that she's just not done enough miles on the road.
She's not the first person to... Oh, you know, people have teleprompters now.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally have that. I can't learn the words to anything anymore. It's funny, I know the words to certain songs, and they're just there. And other songs, like, it doesn't matter how long I've known it for, I couldn't tell you what the words are.
Well, certainly a lot of older performers do.
Sure. Oh, right. Didn't we just hear Engelbert Humperdinck? There's some 70-year-old man outraged because the teleprompter is blocking my view.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I need that to sing you these songs.
Childish Gambino got emotional during his set on Friday, talking about the deaths of Nipsey Hussle, Mac Miller, and his dad. Selena Gomez made a surprise appearance during Cardi B's set. She joined her for Taki Taki. It was Selena's first performance in over a year.
How's she doing? Is she okay?
Well, you know, I haven't heard too much out of her lately. It sounds like she's resting. And
that boyfriend of hers married somebody else. Did you hear about that?
Who? Justin Bieber.
Oh, that boyfriend. I was like, what boyfriend are we talking about? What do you think about that? Like, I keep seeing stories about how depressed he is.
Yeah.
Depressed? What? Mm. I didn't. What do you mean?
Yeah. Like,
I thought he's super happy.
No. Well, he does say this isn't about Haley. Well,
hold on. Marriage doesn't make you super happy? What?
Maybe people are waiting for that to happen. But if you've got problems to begin
happy.
With, you
yeah.
still have them. Yeah, hopefully you're happy in the marriage, but and they're helping you deal with your problems. There's nothing like you for me. I miss you, Selena, so much. I mean, Haley's pretty good and everything, but I'm so super depressed. I mean, she's trying real hard.
Oh, boy.
I love you so much. All right. Weezer did their version of No Scrubs, and TLC's Chili jumped up on stage to do it with them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Idris Elba did a DJ set. Everybody agreed he crushed it. And how could the sexiest man alive do anything but crush it? Jaden Smith performed. He did it on top of a
Will
Tesla. Will Smith's kid.
Okay.
He did it on top of a Tesla suspended above the stage. He brought in the Kardashians' new enemy, Jordan Woods, as well.
Right.
I guess he had her on stage. And then also suspended above the stage during his set was his sister, Willow. They're just swinging her around, whipping her hair back and forth.
How do you present Jordan Woods to the crowd? This is the lady that everyone's mad at?
I guess. I don't know. That's a good question. Introducing a girl you all know is the frenemy of the Kardashians.
Homewrecker.
I'm not. Jordan Woods. I don't know if I don't think she sang or anything. She just came out there and looked hot.
Huh.
Ariana Grande's set at Coachella on Sunday night included an appearance by NSYNC. Well, almost all of NSYNC. Can you guess which one wasn't there?
Justin.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake was not there.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, he thought about doing it, but he couldn't because he was busy wrapping up his tour and he just didn't have time to put in the rehearsal time that it would have
required. Sorry, boys.
Yeah.
Have fun, though.
The rest of the guys did Tearing Up My Heart with Ariana. Yesterday, Justin posted a picture of the rest of his bandmates with Ariana. And he said, you guys killed it last night. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that. Seems great.
I have a friend that lives, I think she said, 5 miles from Coachella. And I had written to her and said, oh, man, your area must just absolutely be swarming. And she said, all the Ubers are lining the streets of her street and her neighborhood.
Right.
They're just all waiting there for people to call them
up.
To
get the call.
Wow.
They're parked everywhere.
Mm. Right. It's not even people's cars anymore.
We'll just Uber.
One more quick note about Ariana's performance. Apparently the owner of Coachella is a guy named Philip Anschutz, who has donated money to anti-LGBT Christian groups in the past. And I guess there's people are not psyched about that. So she finished up her set with a huge rainbow pride flag on the video screens, and people said, that's an F you to this Anschutz guy. Meanwhile, she took $8 million to perform at his festival. So
who's this that did the...
The guy who owns Coachella.
No. The person that
Ariana
performed. Ariana. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philip Anschutz is a big deal.
You know him?
Well, I've tried to meet with him, but he's impossible to get to. But he owns AEG Live. He owns, I think, the Los Angeles Galaxy, the Chicago Fire.
What do you mean you tried to meet with him?
Well, he owns a bunch of movie theaters. This was way back in the day when Olive was trying to get that. But he used to own all the AMC movie theaters, I thought.
He wouldn't talk to you?
He
just has a lot of bodyguards.
Wow.
Oh, you couldn't even approach him.
Well, yeah.
One more quick thing about Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Next week, it'll be 2 years since the bombing at her concert in Manchester, England. Mm-hmm. And the damage it caused is pretty real. She posted some pictures of brain scans on Friday. One was a picture of a normal brain, and another one was a picture of a brain with PTSD. And then she posted pictures of her brain, and there she's got massive PTSD. She said, "Didn't mean to startle anyone with my brain thingy. It just blew me away. I found it informative and interesting and wanted to encourage y'all to make sure you check on your brains, listen to your bodies, take care of yourselves too. Someday when I'm feeling ready, or when I'm more healed up, we can talk more about it."
Mm.
But I guess she posted her own pictures and they were like, here's a guy with, you know, here's a brain with mm-hmm. PTSD. Here's your brain.
And I'd love to see your brain. How's your brain look?
I haven't seen my brain. I don't think I've ever seen my brain.
The PTSD is all from that incident.
That's what she's saying, yeah.
Wow. Well, scary.
You got any pictures of your brains?
I don't.
Probably very small, though,
Vinny.
Oh, I'm sure that's not
that
true.
That can't be the case. I see here in front of me Ben Folds and Cake. They're doing a joint U.S. summer tour. We actually have tickets all week for our date, Friday, September the 13th at Shoreline. The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But it is they're going to be everywhere. Seeing dates all over the place. Let's see. A bunch of stuff in California, in Sacramento, our show at Min Mountain View at Shoreline, Irvine.
We getting a new Cake record, or what are they touring for?
Let's see here. I am not seeing any mention of new music from either.
Right. Just a summer tour. Get out and see
together.
Their fans.
Well, they did a mini tour that we almost flew to Boston. We were talking about flying to Boston to see, because it's, you know, two of the, you know, Clark family's favorite bands. Heavy rotation at our house. Like, seriously. And
I know, so it's funny, though.
When I saw that they were going to, I'm like, oh, my God, all my dreams are coming true. Hey, do we have time to do this, Beck? We have a new single from Beck, co-written by Pharrell. It's called Saw Lightning, and it's for his upcoming new album, Hyperspace. This is the first single. Let's see. His last one was Colors in 2017. So it looks like Williams also contributes, according to the song credits, drums, keyboard, and mumbles to this track. Hmm. So he co-wrote it, and played on it as well. Let's hear what this sounds like. Saw Lightning by Beck. Well, it'll probably take a couple listens, but there's almost nothing Beck has done that I haven't been like, that's cool.
I already love it. And he has the most diverse, what do you call that? Record.
He just does whatever the hell he wants, and it makes it all work for him.
If you listen to Sea Change, it's the slowest record of all times, and it's still great, mm-hmm. but it's just acoustic and slow.
And then other times he just, you know, bangs on roofs and gets whatever sounds he needs. He's
awesome.
He's great. I would have, if you'd asked me when that first, you know, when I'm a Loser Baby came out,
yeah,
and he was like 16 years old, right,
something.
And he just, like, just... Who would have ever known that he was the genius that he turned out to be? So why don't you kill me? Anyway, there you go. That's a listen to Beck. And we'll end with this. I know you like Mastodon.
I love Mastodon.
So they did a cover of a song that they've retitled. It was released as a single on Record Store Day. And all the proceeds went to the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. This is... because they lost their former manager, Nick mm-hmm. John, to that disease, they recorded a song called Stairway to Nick John.
Oh.
And it's a cover of
right.
a song, I'm sure you can guess. Well, they say pretty note exact,
yeah.
huh? So he
sounds good, though, huh?
He does sound great. They said that this guy, Nick John's favorite band besides them, was Led Zeppelin.
Right.
They said, we were asked to perform Stairway to Heaven at his funeral, and afterwards, finding out that someone had recorded it, we said, you know what, we should record a studio version and release it on Record Store Day.
Mm.
And so they did.
That's
and
cool.
And they go on to say how much they miss this guy. And they've been working on new music too, Vinny, so
let me
that's good news.
Read a text here.
Okay.
This is from Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Beck's team brought in Loser on a cassette tape to the radio station I was working at the time. The company was called Bongload? Bongload. Okay, Bongload.
Bongload.
Yeah, Bongload Records. And I thought, oh, yeah, this guy's really going places. LOL. Ah, Jane.
That's our, so our Jane wrote that.
Yes, our Jane.
Jane.
Come on, there's only one Jane.
Hey, yeah. Jane, I'm over here.
Hi, Jane. It was nice of her to come out, too.
It
yeah.
was.
Yeah. It's like a family affair
totally.
Over there. At the big show.
And she got me signed Green Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I love
so incredible.
It.
You got some great gifts.
I did. Yeah. I'm a very lucky
Freaking
boy.
Freaking flying V. It's like an upside down Vinny.
I'm going to be waiting for Vinny to play a song for me.
I know. Got to learn something good on
well,
that.
Well, I would love to have a minute. I hope I get one anytime soon.
No, you're not.
That would
Do
be great
anyway.
To be able to practice for a second.
Didn't Christina get you coupons like we did where... You know, an hour break from the family so you could.
You know, there was no coupons handed over.
No.
No.
An hour for surfing.
No, we had a great party that night. That's the picture in the backyard. Mm-hmm. It's right before we sat down to eat. In fact, people were like, where's the food and drinks, you guys? We hadn't started yet. We just got there.
Water's very refreshing.
But we had. but we had a great night, and so she was behind all of that. So I was well.
Well, and she kept a secret too. Good for her because that's tough, man. I can't tell you how many times I walked in here and I would like almost say to Bryn something like, "Oh, have you figured out the blah blah blah?" And I'm like, "Oh crap,
he's right there,
right there." Or me and you would be talking about how the door open as I walked
right
in.
There.
I know. Oh my god. Every time we had a conversation in the other room, we all looked outside just to
we
make
had
sure.
To look around.
Look and make sure Vinny's sitting in his seat.
I knew where Vinny was, and then I could be like, "Okay,
we can talk about this now."
You guys.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Three-way ends up with an apartment fire.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Was it the friction, the heat?
I think so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:37 on Get Her Done Tuesday. Look at us already at Tuesday. Coming up at 9 o'clock, and then throughout the day, we have chances for you to win tickets to see Sarah Bareilles at the Chase Center in San Francisco on October 26th. Tickets are on sale now. We'll have tickets all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Keep it here on Alice all day.
The Radio Alice Report.
You know, she wanted me one time, right?
I remember very clearly how that went.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, it's so close to your birthday. I'm just going to let you have that one.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Why are you looking at me like that?
Love you.
Oh, all right.
That's what love looks like.
This is love right
is
here.
Is that what that is?
That's what this is, Vinny.
All right.
In case you were wondering.
If you say so.
That's what it looks like.
Huh. Where to begin? Okay, so the Warriors lost last night, 135-131. The series is now tied and heads to L.A. on Thursday night at 7:30. Quick story. Doc Rivers, the opposing coach, he coaches the Clippers. He spoke at a press conference and wanted to thank... In fact, here's the quote. Shout out to the San Francisco person at the corner today. I was walking down the street. This is a true story. I reached in my pocket to grab my phone, and unbeknownst to me, I dropped $2,000 on the street.
Whoa. Oh, snap.
Kept walking, didn't know. The guy tapped me on the back and said, "That's your money." I don't know a lot of places that would happen. But it happened today. So whoever that was, you could have had free tickets if you hadn't ran away. He'd have given the guy tickets to the playoffs.
The guy was probably like, "I'm just so torn. Just take it. I got to go."
Maybe that was it.
Conscience will kill me if I don't give it back to you.
Beating himself up about it. Thinking to himself, "I should run."
Right.
"No, I should give it back." "I should run."
"I should give it back."
Oh, what do I do?
He did the right thing. He gave it back. That's the move. Oh. Also, the Sharks are down 2-1 and play today in Vegas at 7:30. So go, Sharks. As we've got two teams in the playoffs. Tiger Woods' Masters victory was a big story over the weekend.
Congratulations, Tiger. I'll never forget that other stuff.
Remember when we were talking about earlier how he picked the kid up and that was all happy times?
Yeah.
Tiger was saying afterwards that it was so great that the kid saw me win for the first time. And
was the kid an actor or was that actually his kid?
That was his kid.
Oh, okay, good.
But the kid has only known Tiger to be in pain.
Oh,
it was
right.
All of his back issues, and he's just seen him in pain for so many years.
I mean, what did Tiger have? And do you have something like that? I mean, maybe you could go to his doctors.
He had several back surgeries, though.
I don't know what he had.
I thought you're better. Are you better?
No.
You've been partying your ass off.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
my God.
Are
you kidding me? All I do is go on walks and therapy.
Don't sit in chairs.
Yeah.
Are you kneeling right now?
No, I'm sitting for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
My knees get tired. Kneeling for long periods of time is tough.
It's hard.
So you're not better?
No.
Oh.
You're looking good, though.
Thank you so much.
Half the man you used to be.
Hey,
what are you saying?
Skinny. Looking skinny. I've eaten nothing but baked potatoes and apple cider vinegar.
Is that really all you eat?
Yeah. I mean, I just had some oatmeal
this
morning.
Yeah, mango oatmeal. That looked good.
Oh, by the way. Quick warning to everybody who loves Marvel. Avengers Endgame has leaked online.
What?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You mean the whole movie?
I don't know. I just know that they're warning people to, if you don't want it spoiled, a bunch of it leaked.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's the whole movie, big pieces, what?
When's it coming out? May?
We're seeing it very soon.
Okay.
Oh.
And we'll be reviewing it on the 25th. Thank you.
I can't wait to hear it.
A week and 2 days.
Wow.
It says April 26th as a release date.
Oh.
When are you doing it, Human?
We'll review it on the 25th, me and Rudy.
Great. It's right around the corner.
And this week it'll be me and Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
What are you guys reviewing?
We're reviewing two films. One's called Teen Spirit, and it's Elle Fanning as like American Idol.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, and then the other one is a Netflix film, and it's called Someone Special.
Oh, what a
so
perfect
Gina
movie
Rodriguez.
For the two of you.
Hey. So that was
a little rom-com, a little Netflix and chill. We understand.
She's not bringing anyone to the movies, is she?
She brought somebody to the movies.
Oh, God.
She brought her friend Melissa.
Rachel. Oh, that's good.
She's interesting, to say the least.
Oh, you didn't
like
her?
You don't like her.
You didn't like Rachel's friend?
She had a bad tone.
We'll talk about her on Thursday, then. I can't wait to hear all the details about what a graper she is.
Hey.
From our Hostile Chicks file.
Mm.
Right.
We got a couple stories here for you.
All right. There's a crazy bitch in all of us, no question.
A 33-year-old woman in Woodbury, New Jersey, named Tasha Young, agreed to have a threesome with her boyfriend last Saturday.
Mm.
They brought another
giggity.
They brought another woman over to his apartment. Then after they were done, her boyfriend got a cab for Tasha to take her home. The other woman didn't leave, though.
No.
It's not clear if she stayed the night or left later, but Tasha knows that she was sent home first.
Did he, like, just shove her bodily into the cab?
I guess. Like,
bye, Tasha. We're gonna chat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
After a night of
stewing
on that, she went back the next day and set his apartment on fire.
Oh,
that seems logical.
She bought Zippo lighter fluid at a gas station, emptied the entire thing on his front door and squirted some under the door and then lit a match. The building had... that's it. Mm. The building had extensive damage and they say here no one was hurt. Tasha turned herself in on Tuesday and confessed she just felt like she needed, quote, to hurt somebody.
Mm.
She's facing charges for arson, assault, criminal mischief, and multiple counts of endangering another person. Mm-hmm.
Well, she just took herself out of the mix, so that's good news for this guy and
his new girlfriend.
Yeah, his new girlfriend.
Dang.
Boy, girls, don't do it. We just, you know, just take a minute to think about it. That's all. If you're thinking about doing something rash, just take a minute.
Are you talking about the three-way or the lighting the door on
fire? Both things.
All right.
Those are both things that bear a little more thought. You know, just think about what the repercussions could be. That's all.
A woman in Texas asked her husband if she was pretty last week. And when...
Am I pretty?
He didn't respond quickly enough.
Oh, he hesitated. Uh-oh. That is... Guys, listen, make that a knee jerk. Yes.
She beat him up repeatedly. Oh. Like, wouldn't stop, never stopped punching him.
So she's not pretty.
There's a 20-year-old woman named Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez in Laredo, Texas. Hmm. She was driving in the car with her husband, and she said, "If you know, I look pretty?" He didn't respond. He says, "I didn't hear her. This is my bad ear on this side."
Uh-huh.
Okay, he didn't say that part. But, you know, we just got out of the shower. I got a little water in my ear.
Also, there's something about the pitch of your voice that just, I don't know. It's like noise canceling. Mm-hmm. Can't even hear it.
But she went into rage mode, started hitting him while they drove home. Then it kept going once they got there. A relative tried to separate him. She hit him, too.
Oh, boy.
She was arrested on 2 counts of assault. All because he didn't answer fast enough to the question, "Am I pretty?"
Am I pretty or what?
Oh, tell that story again.
No, I'm not telling that.
Such a good story.
I grew from it.
What do you mean?
I grew. You're the sum of everything that happens to you.
Oh, all right.
I lived through it. Luckily, I don't equate my self-worth with how I look. As you can see.
Well,
excuse me.
That's ridiculous. You don't put any credit into a teenage boy saying.
Yeah, but you do.
You don't.
They say it and all the classmates laugh. It's just not. Damn. I was like.
What was that, career day?
Yeah.
You were talking on career day when a boy asked you that.
Yeah. It's like, all right, time for questions. Any questions? Why are you so ugly?
Did the teacher say anything?
I think he just was ineffective. This kid was probably some just jerk.
Yeah.
You know. Or maybe he was down there. I don't know.
Up to him and grab him by the throat?
I just...
Why, you little
just
mother...
Just a little girl. It's like maybe 25 or something. Like, I don't know why I am. I didn't even think it until you just said it. Now my whole life's a lie. I thought I was so cute. Should have said Eddie Van Halen thought I was cute.
Is your life more or less stressful than other people?
I think I have a pretty... I would say I have a less stressful life. I actively work to not have stress.
According to a new survey...
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I think
you're
that...
You're in the middle of some tough
I am,
life
but I,
things.
I don't think that it's more stressful than other people's by any stretch. I think I do a bad job handling it. So... That's my reality.
Hmm. Do you think that?
Yeah, I do think that. Hmm. I think that that's part of being a drunk, is that you've got this knee jerk like, well, everything's screwed. Now I know what to do.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
Let's head to the bar. Hmm. No, I don't think I have great coping skills, so I don't deal with stress well. And so I try very hard and have my whole life or my whole sober life to keep as much clear as possible.
Yeah, I just feel like I've done a lot of design. Like for us, like we have our routines. Like mine is set in stone. I'm in bed at 7:30. I don't deal with like the stress of massive traffic, and you know my commute's pretty short.
You deal with the stress of trying to get to bed at 8:00.
It's not that stressful because that's when I'm going to bed. Like I leave no room for any other things, so I don't have to. I don't have to worry about it. And things that are stressing me out during the day, I go, I don't care. I'm going to bed at 7:30. Like at 7:30. I can't do anything more about that. Like, I really try to... I can't really handle that much. I know that about myself. No patience.
Most people think they have about average level stress.
Oh.
About 38%.
Say, we're average.
Right. 23% say their life is more stressful than average. Sure.
Mm.
I mean, among us are police,
sure,
firefighters,
even
teachers.
Doctors and stuff. I mean, I would think that that's pretty stressful.
Yeah. So, but The people who are most likely to say their lives are more stressful than average are 18 to 24-year-olds.
Oh, really? They have no idea, right?
Well, I think that those are stressful times.
Sure,
I remember...
Maybe you just don't have the skills yet to cope
with it. Back in high school with my dad going, well, what are you going to do, kid? Because you're out of here. And I'd be like, I don't know. I just want to have sex with Darcy and drink a ton of beer. As much beer as my belly will hold.
Forever and ever.
You know, that's stressful. Like, oh, I'm supposed to pick? Now?
I'll be the Winter Soldier.
You know, I mean, it was easier for people back then. I mean, he was all, I'm going to be a Marine. Done.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm certainly not doing that. Look what it did to you.
You seem mean.
Right. Let's see here. Where to go? Oh, man, have you guys had any allergies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, it's unbelievable this year.
It really, it's like I'm even having them. And I'm even having a little cough from allergies. Mm-hmm. Is that normal?
Yes, I've had like just
a little bit.
Almost
a little
like a dried something. Out, like, mm-hmm. Find yourself, I wake up in a coughing jag. It's horrible.
Here's a few tips for your allergies this spring. Take a shower. They say showering twice a day for the next few weeks will help.
Mm. Listen, people, we just barely are out of a drought. Let's not shower twice a day. Don't do it.
Well. You don't have to stay in there for 45 minutes. You can take a rinse.
I know, but still.
That way you're not bringing any pollen from your body or hair into your bed each night.
Yeah, that's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Wipe your face. Use a moist wipe. Get the pollen off your hands and face. That will help you. Stay hydrated. Don't open windows, even though the weather's nice, they're saying. Sorry, I'm opening windows.
Yeah, I do too. I just want my house to be fresher. It just gets that... closed up house smell.
Pollen levels are usually higher in the early morning and at dusk, so avoid going outside then if you can.
It's been so windy the last couple of days too, and I have felt like I just getting blown all around me. I did a lot of gardening this weekend too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, just out.
Have you heard of a lupin? Lupin?
They're lupine or whatever they're I don't know how you say the word, but they're everywhere right now. They're the tall conical, like purple or
they're
pink.
They're purple.
Yeah, they grow wild all around, like the Robin Williams tunnel and stuff. Are they a native California thing?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not at all what I'm thinking of.
But
that is absolutely gorgeous. Is that what those are? I thought those were bluebells.
Bluebells?
That's what I thought. I don't know. That's your family out in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
Were you sneezing your heads off?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of those, do you guys know what I'm talking about? They're everywhere blooming right now. They're tall, super tall, conical.
Sunflowers.
No.
lavender.
Mm-mm. Somebody will.
Bird of paradise.
No, good guesses.
Daisies.
Roses.
Solid guesses.
Carnation.
No.
Is there money in this for me?
I really don't know. Is that what those are?
Those are supposed to be lupin, but okay. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
All I know is I caught a hell of hay fever coming out of there. Hmm. I think I got bit by a mosquito, too.
Oh.
Got me on the face and the hand. Little bastard. Our text number is 800.
Hungry.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. The worst mosquito bites are in Fiji.
How do you know?
Because I was in Fiji a long time ago. And they just know where they know where your elbows and knees are. Where you just can't, that skin, you know? They know where to land. They know where to bite. And then you wake up in the middle of the night scratching your elbows. You're like, damn it.
That sucks.
Is that when you were at Fronti's?
No, that was
Bali. Oh, that's Bali, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you weren't sick when you were in Fiji?
No, but I was sick in Bali. Super sick.
Oof.
Omarosa.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, I'm sorry. Can we talk about the one thing that wasn't said on Friday? Boy intern is a hottie. Yum.
Yeah, I had a bunch of people message me about Brandon.
He's single.
But Brandon did a great job, by the way.
All three of the interns and Jen as well, who always comes back to help, they did a great job. And Brandon is the one who is trying to get on Survivor and made it through a couple of rounds. I don't know if he's heard anything or not, but I would love for him to get on.
I know.
It'd be so fun to see someone we know on that show.
Oh, absolutely. Did you see that they may be doing an only winners version.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Just people who've won.
That's great. Will Richard Hatch come back?
I don't know.
God,
but
that'd be,
a good episode, wouldn't it?
38. What are we? Is this season 40? Season 39? Something?
Something like that.
That'd be great.
Yep, I agree. Good morning, everyone, says 408. Hey, Hooman, will you be reviewing the movie The Curse of La Llorona?
No.
Huh?
Saw a sneak preview last night and liked it.
What is that?
It's a horror movie.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Boy.
He doesn't do horror
movies.
That's
too bad. So I'm on my way to school with my 4 and 6-year-old when Vinny says, don't be a chicken butt. Giggles and laughs and repeating it all the way. I'm confident they'll teach that to their friends immediately.
Well, as they should.
LOL.
Chicken butt's been a thing on this show for
quite a
while.
Time.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
While Yuzette was seeing Scott on Saturday, I ran into this guy, our friend Rudy.
Yeah. Rudy!
That was nice of him to make the trip from Sacramento back here to celebrate with us. And to make sure
early.
We knew it, too.
Yeah. Boy, he rubbed our noses in that.
Right.
When he latches onto a subject, he just does not let go of it.
Right. Anyway, thank you, our friend Rudy.
Yeah, thanks, Rudy.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.